My first name is Zoe.
Zoe. Okay, Zoe, mm-hmm. How can I help you?
Well, now I'm trying to make sure I start wording it with a question, so I'm trying to reword some things. I have a concern that my husband is getting used to having just the specific date nights and the talk charges, the touch charges when we're together, and kind of getting used to this limited interaction where he doesn't have to necessarily deal with the day-to-day, I'll clear up the word, stuff that can come with living together and being in a marriage, day-to-day coming home and experiencing with your spouse.
So you're separated?
We are separated. That happened in December.
Okay.
And I'm on the Lone Ranger track. Things seem to have been moving forward.
So you expressed your concern there, and you want me to address that concern about your husband getting used to that?
Yes. Is there going to be, like, maybe some aha moment where that's going to progress by doing all these practices where, you know, just this limited contact isn't enough, or...
So your concern is legitimate. You know, very often the obstinate spouse who moves out, they do kind of abandon the home and abandon their responsibilities, and it's really quite an amazing thing that just all of a sudden they expect the one who's left home to pick up all the pieces. You know, what used to be a team and a partnership is now, you know, becomes the burden of one person. It really is quite an amazing thing that they do, and it's, you know, it's not right, and I understand your concern. I'll say a few things that might be helpful. Number one, just recognize that, you know, this matter is not totally within your control. So I'm going to give you some advice about what you can do, but you've got to be willing to do it and then let go, as is often the case with many of these things. You know, don't obsess about it. You deal with what is within your sphere of influence, using Stephen Covey's term, and you let go of what might be within your sphere of concern, but not your sphere of influence. second point is that try to draw him into his responsibilities. His perspective will be, I moved out. I don't live there anymore. And therefore, X, Y, and Z is not my problem or my responsibility. And very often, the Zoe in the story just kind of accepts that. Just, you know, he's not here, so you step in, pick up all the pieces, and make everything work without his presence, which only sort of verifies for him that his perspective was reasonable and doable practically. Instead, what I recommend is that you try, now again, you're not in control, and he may not respond positively, but nonetheless, to constantly put out there the signal that I can't pick up all the pieces and make everything run by myself, which we used to run together. And so you should, just as he is probably creating the expectation that you should pick up all the pieces and make everything run by yourself, you should constantly be putting out there the expectation and the signals that, no, we're a team, and I need you. I need your help with this, and I need your help with that, and would you please take care of this, and could you, watch the kids while I have to do X, Y, and Z? You know, in other words, find opportunities to, practically speaking, draw him into the running of the house and the family. And beyond the practical, find opportunities to signal to him that your expectation is that you continue to share all these responsibilities. Don't just buy into his assumption that because he moves out, he now has no responsibility. Okay. Oh, one other point I wanted to make, which is that I think you'll see this slowly resolve itself as you succeed to make an emotional connection. That is really the most powerful tool you have available. I'm under no illusion that you sending the signals that I mentioned in point two and trying to draw him into responsibilities, I'm under no illusion that that's going to work 100% of the time. You may succeed to get him involved more than would have otherwise been the case, but I'm under no illusion that, you know, this week he's just going to jump at everything you ask him to do, but because he's not motivated really to do so. But a person does become motivated when they feel more, when they feel more connected to you, when the relationship is more whole. And so, in a sense, the answer to your question is the whole program, because as you employ all the principles and practices I'm teaching, and as that creates more of a connection between the two of you, then slowly he'll be inspired to rejoin you in the running of the house and the family.